to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And we've got, again, a fabulous show for you today. Coming up in a few, we're going to be talking with just some incredible people that started a law of attraction network for women. And so you're going to hear about that. And we're going to talk about how you can get involved in that and kind of what we're giving away regarding that. The other thing that we're doing is Gary Brose is going to be joining us here today. We're going to continue the conversation about motivation and human potential. And one of the things that I have become acutely aware of is that I get to talk with a lot of people, and I do connect with a lot of you all out there that listen to the show, either by email or by you actually call me, and I actually answer the phone, which is kind of interesting. And I want to say something that is kind of incredible. First of all, let me say that I'm going to be starting each show, and we're going to have to work this in given that we schedule months in advance, but I'm going to be starting each show with a minute of inspiration. And what that means is I'm either going to find something that I've read during that day which will set the tone, set the stage, and set the intention. And the reason that I'm doing this is because I am reminded of how important intention is and how powerful it is for all of us to move beyond what we hear out in the media, what we hear out in the press, what we hear about the economy. And I was made aware of this by a pre-recorded interview I did yesterday with Lynn McTaggart, who is the author of the Intention Experiment, and who's also creating a global intention gathering that you're going to hear about. And so what I've decided is, in the minute that or so that she and I connected yesterday, we really focused on intention. And I want to tell you that some of the things that she and I focused on in that short interview, and Benny was in the room as well while we were doing this, is while we were doing this interview, three people that are part of the Dr. Pat Show team had their desires manifest in that 45-minute, or what was it, about an hour, because we had some telephone thing to do. And so I'm reminded about the power of intention, especially when two or more people get together. And so every day I'm going to read something from, you know, if you can only imagine, if you come into my office, what you'll see is like a whole wall full of books. But I'm going to pull something each day, and I'm going to read it. And one of the things that I'm reading today is something that, I mean, you know, there are many things I read. I just happen to pick up a book from, you know, a reading from Ernest Holmes today. And there are a couple things I'm going to read today, tomorrow, and Friday from this book. But I want to start here, and I think I'm really struck by what happened yesterday. But before I read it, I want to say this. We have launched Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, and we've extended the deadline. As a matter of fact, we've extended it out to August 8th, and I believe we're going to end up extending it again, because the what I want to say is the energy around this has taken on a life of its own. Let me give you an example. I want to reach out, and I want to congratulate one of our listeners, someone that has been with the Dr. Pat Show since, I don't know, Benny, like day one. And that is Kathy Birch. And let me tell you what Kathy did. Kathy was one of the folks that I believe won the two tickets we gave away, or the tickets we gave away, for the best seminar that's coming to Seattle and also around the country, for those of you that are listening on the internet here through this fabulous streaming media. But Kathy, believe, won these tickets. Now, we're going to actually be giving away more tickets. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why. What Kathy decided to do was to take those tickets in the spirit of Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, which has a pay it forward component to it. She decided to pay these tickets forward, What does that mean, pay it forward? Well, she won the tickets, and so therefore, she had agreed to buy, I believe, tickets for two other people. Now, yay for that. We had an idea of how powerful the makeover would be, and I just want to talk about it again so that you all know what's going on. I know some of you tried to fill out the form the other day because the conversion to extend the date had not taken yet, and so it looked like the system was down or that the deadline had stopped, but that's all been fixed. If you go to Dr. Pat's makeover.com, it actually takes you to a page on our website, drpatsmakeover.com. All the information is there on what this is about. But I want to tell you what it's about. It's an idea that came to me one morning in my meditation. And it was after I had had a couple of calls from folks that I know that wanted to talk to me about doing something different with my show. And what they said to me was, you are not being realistic with your message. And I said, what are you talking about? They said, yeah. I mean, haven't you looked at the price of gas? Haven't you looked at what's going on in the mortgage industry? Haven't you looked at? And I said, I don't agree with you. I'm being very realistic. Do you know what our answer to the mortgage crisis was? Tom Liotta. Bringing Tom Liotta on here, not only did we give away, I don't even know how many $5,000 gifts that we came up with that we gave away, but what he did is an entire series on how folks out there that have big mortgages with big interest don't have to pay it all. Not only do you not have to pay it all, but any debt you have, you don't have to pay it all. You don't have to pay the interest. Do I know how to do that? Not really, but Tom does. And he has scheduled a series of seminars just for Dr. Pat listeners. So that's one thing. The second thing they said to me was, you have got to be smoking something in Seattle. And I said, no, I quit smoking a really long time ago. Benny may be doing some of that, but I don't know. Maybe smoking the happy weed.
That'd be no.
Yeah, I know. We're none of us. We don't do that. But the deal is, I said, well, what's your problem? They said, you know, what are you doing? You're doing like a makeover. Nobody's going to sign up for that. Nobody's really interested in that. You know, people are just, and I said, you know what? I said, look, you guys need to call me when you could see the power of giving. Because there is, in my belief system, the knowledge that if I come on here every day and I practice the things that I've learned and I bring people on the show and have them share it with you, we are creating contagious consciousness. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. And I want to share with everyone out there, people are manifesting amazing things. It isn't about the outside. So let me finish my story about Kathy. So here we are, and I get this email from Kathy the other day, and she talked about the fact that, Ted and Susan, who have been part of the scheduling that we've done with, you know, the Mortar Systems and the work that they do about BEST. If you haven't scheduled time or have not signed up for the BEST seminar that's coming to Seattle and have gotten your friends to sign up, you're missing an opportunity. This is a $99 seat that they have reduced to $29 for Dr. Pat listeners. And so, you know, please go to the Dr. Pat Show website and look at that and make sure you tell them that you're a listener to get that $29 rate. But that didn't stop Kathy. You know, that was not anything to do with what her intention was. Not at all. You know, her intention was really, really clear. And it was that she heard the show and decided to take action in her own hands and pay it forward. And paying it forward for her meant that she was going to buy tickets for other people. So part of the component of the makeover is that the folks that we select, and by the way, there are not going to be any losers. We're creating an entire seminar for everyone to participate in, so we share everything that we learn. But the folks that we select, that we're going to bring on air, that we're going to follow, you know, we're even going to give them a video recorder so that they can record their activity so others can benefit from it. But the bottom line with all of this is those folks that we select, all of you that have submitted, you'll see that in the questionnaire, it asks you, are you willing to help another? Are you willing to share what you've learned? Now, I don't know if Kathy submitted her name. I have not looked at and none of us will really look at the submissions until they go to the panel, because this is an official thing. But I will say this. She didn't have to win the makeover to be a winner. None of us have to wait to be winners. It's inherent in our DNA for us to help other people. And so I want to, you know, say this on the show. I don't know if Kathy's listening or not, but I want to say that she has started a energy, a ripple effect in her action. So what did the folks at the Mortar Systems do? What did they do? Here's what they done. They are so taken by her effort that they are not only going to, of course, give her the seats that she won, but they are going to pay it forward, and we are going to give away two more seats. Do you see how contagious this is? Do you see how one act of human kindness reflects an other? So I want to invite everyone out there to join us. Spread the word. Let people know. Let's create a ripple effect of goodness that cannot be stopped by an economic condition. And we're going to be playing that interview with Lynn McTaggart. I think Bobby is scheduling it for the 30th. And I would invite you, when you hear that interview, if you don't hear it live, please download it. I would invite you to please think about the intentions you want to set. The other thing we're doing on the Dr. Pat Show, and you're going to hear more about this, you know, as we go towards September for the makeover, is we're going to be setting up listener intention groups. And you're going to be able to connect with each other as a listener intention group. And this is how we will change and create a ripple effect. But let me read this from a book, and then we're going to go to break. Here's something I picked up this morning. And, you know, I'm one of these readers that I don't like read in order. I like pick up the book, and if it's a page that pops out, I read it. Here's what popped out today. It is this. It's called The Highest Attitude of Mind. The Highest Attitude of Mind. The highest attitude of mind, from which all else springs, is one of perfect calm and absolute trust in the spirit. The one who can, with perfect confidence, look into the future and with perfect ease of mind, rest in the present, and who never looks backward, but who has learned to be still in his or her own soul and wait upon the Spirit. He or she is the one who will the most completely demonstrate the supremacy of spiritual thought over all so-called material resistance. Material resistance is the hype, the oil prices, the stuff that we plug into even if we don't want to. And so we're going to share these thoughts with you every day. We are going to create a Dr. Pat's intention group. And together, where two or more are gathered, the ripple effect will be a tsunami of goodness that is unstoppable. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we return, we're going to be talking about more sharing, about more groups that come together. I'm going to be introducing you to, wow, I love it, Law of Attraction Network for Women.com. What is it, and how can all of us plug into it? Great people doing inviting things so that all of us can live life full out. We'll be right back with the show.
Never thought I'd know such pleasure. Never thought I'd come to feel.